This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. Jacob Schluter, Marketing Director of Wildlife Safari. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
Well, we talked about this a few weeks ago. You guys are part of a national contest hoping to pick up an award that could get a lot of attention. Tell us about it.
We absolutely are. We're in a contest currently to be named one of the top 10 safari parks in the United States. We're up against some really stiff competition, and we've been really holding our own. People can go online and vote for that. The easiest way to find the link is to actually pull up our Facebook page. It's all over our Facebook page. People can vote more than once a day and help us become one of the top 10 safari parks in the United States.
How long do they have to do the voting before it's all wrapped up?
That ends July 17th. I believe they announced the winners on the 17th.
So not a lot of time left. Now, I noticed that earlier on when we talked about this the first time, you could go to the site and see where you were doing. At that point, you guys were number two.
Yep.
But I see they've sort of cloaked that now as we get towards the end.
They've made it more secret, so you can't see where we are. We can't see our rankings, but we've been pretty high on the list every time we go to vote.
So people need to keep voting, which is different than what we normally say in news stories. This is not certain places on other parts of the country. Now I'd get in trouble if I even went down that route. Obviously that could get you a lot of attention.
Absolutely. That would be a really big one for us. We're also in another contest that's a little more regional. It's called the Oregon's 100 Best Fan Favorites. That one's an easy one to get us some credit for. All you have to do is leave us a TripAdvisor or Google review. Those are really great for us. They help us to know how we can grow, how we can do better, and it's a great way to tell us that we're doing a good job, if that's what you think. A
couple of weekends ago, let's see. Well, I guess it was on Father's Day, actually, we came out and went through the village. Hadn't done that in a while. Didn't have time to do the drive-through, but wanted to see the red pandas. My wife hadn't been out there probably in about 6 months, and got a chance to really look around and see some neat things out there right now.
Absolutely. The village is full of new stuff. We have the new gator house, which is exciting because they've been usually off display in the winter months. Now they've got a 24/7 kind of year-round housing that you can look inside of their holding and see them. We've got, of course, the red pandas, Remy and Freddie. They're there. The whole park has basically had a facelift. We had a little bit of downtime there when we were first responding to the COVID crisis, and everything's been painted and pruned and rebuilt.
Yeah, no, it looks really nice. And you were, the day I was there, you guys were pretty busy.
We have been pretty busy. We've actually had record attendance up until these last couple weekends. I think that when we were the only thing to do, we were the only thing to do. So that was exciting for us.
And I know when I was out there just walking through the parking lot and hearing comments from people, there were a lot of tourists that were passing through. Mm-hmm. And I saw three or four different states of license plates as people are out doing some traveling. And it was kind of fun to watch because there was a family that we crossed paths with once, and you could tell clearly they'd never been there before. Yeah. So around each corner, the kids were like, oh, wow, you know, and it was just like, just like that one experience after another.
Absolutely. You know what we were really surprised by was the amount of tourists from outside the area. You hear a lot about how this is affecting tourism, and boy, we had record-breaking lines, we had record-breaking sales, and we had like a 90% out-of-the-area attendance for those days as well.
Wow. So obviously that helps Wildlife Safari out. What do you have going on like this weekend with 4th of July weekend?
This weekend, we've got a couple of encounters available. People can call and ask about those. We do have a new one that is just now opening up this week. It's the Elephant Waterhole. If people aren't familiar with the waterhole, we want to tell them all about it. You actually travel underground underneath this sort of pad that the elephants walk on. You come out from underground into the bottom side of a waterfall. The elephants come up to the waterfall. They splash at it. And they you can pet and feed an elephant and really get to know up close some of our elephant herd.
Now, you said that one's new?
That one is new. It's kind of reborn. We did it a little bit different last year, so people may not have had a chance yet to see that.
Wow. Yeah, that's a nice area when that was able to be added. What else is going on out there?
We've got an all-new off-road tour, which is really exciting. If you've been to the park, you haven't been to the park like this. What we do is we situate you on an RTV, and one of our safari guys takes you out into the park and takes you closer to the wildlife than you could have gotten before. You actually go off-road in this little RTV. You get to go through the Asia, the Americas, and the African sections of the drive-through, and you get to feed animals from the comfort of that little vehicle, too. A very, very private, very exclusive, very good time.
How long does that usually last?
It's about 45 minutes to an hour on that tour.
Wow, that would be pretty unique, especially for folks who've been there for a long time, to just get a different vantage point.
Totally different vantage point. We go up on the hills and we overlook the entire park, and it's just a really, really cool experience.
And sometimes, you know, I mean, the animals wander about as they want to, and I found that hearkening them from your vehicle, they just sort of stare at you.
Doesn't always help, no.
Yeah, and of course, some of the animals you would prefer that they not get super close to your
vehicle.
They do.
They get real friendly.
Yeah, so no, it's an amazing fun time out there, wildlife safari. What about for people that are kind of thinking through priorities for some of their spending, what about your annual memberships?
Annual memberships are available. They're a really great deal. What we've done is we've actually created a basic membership that includes 2 adults, 3 children, and I believe a guest. And that membership gets you unlimited access to the drive-thru for 1 year. The really cool thing about our memberships is if you use them to their full advantage, you get free train rides, you get discounts on camel rides, you get access to the park, you get all these benefits. And if you use it more than once, it's paid for itself. So we really encourage people to do that instead of paying that admission fee, get that membership, and come out and support us, especially for our local audience. That's a better deal.
And if people want to find out more about voting in these contests and all of the things going on, how do they do that?
Best one for the voting in the contest is to visit Wildlife Safari on Facebook. For the rest of it, you can visit wildlifesafari.net for information on memberships and the other stuff we've talked about here today.
Anything else people ought to know?
Baby season. It's baby season. Come on out. Come see the baby bison, the baby lemurs, the baby everything.
Wow. So quite a bit of that going on, huh?
Absolutely. It's absolutely coming to life.
All right. Jacob Schluter from Wildlife Safari. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
840 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Attention.